This patient's name is Todd Ragland, first name T-O-D-D-R-A-G-L-A-N-D is his last name. Date of birth is 1/11/2009, date of service 9/30/2022. History of present illness, this 13-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his mom. Mom says that she just noticed that his right breast is larger than the other. He complains of no pain, and she was just scared that it might be a tumor or cancer or something. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 132 over 63, heart rate 77, respiration 16, temp 97.2, O2 99. Anyway, he's 119 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils are pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. His right breast is larger than the other with just some adipose tissue, no lumps, masses noted. His left breast is completely fat, no adipose tissue, lumps, masses noted. Respirations are even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Skins, warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, gynomastia, right breast. I did have a long discussion with mother just regarding his puberty and hormones, notating that it is completely normal for young teens to have gynomastia in these young years, which can be apparent in one or both breasts. Patient is not having any teens. I do not notice any reason for him to have any further treatment, ultrasounds, or work up. So he will just continue. And if he has any further issues, he is welcome to come back, but as he continues to develop and go through puberty, things will return to normal. Mom does understand, and she agrees with the plan of care. She was given opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.